Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Me, But Better, The Science and Promise of Personality Change by Olga Kazan explores a question that feels both deeply personal and scientifically thorny. Can you deliberately change your personality, and should you try? Drawing on widely discussed findings from psychology and behavioral science, Kazan examines how traits like extroversion, conscientiousness, and emotional stability are measured, how stable they tend to be, and the circumstances under which they shift across adulthood. The book is positioned at the intersection of self-improvement and evidence-based thinking, translating research on habits, environment, relationships, and mental health into a framework for intentional change. Rather than treating personality as a fixed identity, it considers traits as patterns that can be strengthened, softened, or redirected with sustained effort. Along the way, it addresses common anxieties, whether change is authentic, how much is realistic, and what trade-offs can appear when you try to become more outgoing, calmer, or more disciplined. The result is a pragmatic look at becoming more yourself, on purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what personality is and how scientists measure it. A core foundation of the book is clarifying what people mean when they say personality. In everyday life, personality is a vibe or identity, but in research, it is often treated as a set of relatively consistent patterns in thinking, feeling, and behaving. The book orients readers to trait models that dominate modern psychology, especially frameworks that cluster traits into broad dimensions such as extroversion, conscientiousness, openness, agreeableness, and emotional stability. Understanding these dimensions matters because it replaces vague goals like be better with targets you can observe and track. If you want to be more conscientious, for example, the practical question becomes which behaviors demonstrate it: planning, follow-through, punctuality, order, and impulse control. The discussion also highlights how measurement works and why it is imperfect. Self-report questionnaires can be biased by mood, social desirability, and limited self-awareness. Ratings from friends or partners can add perspective, yet they carry their own blind spots. Still, measurement provides a baseline and helps distinguish between changing your self-story versus changing your day-to-day conduct. By treating traits as probabilistic tendencies rather than fixed labels, the book sets up a hopeful but realistic premise: meaningful change is possible, but it typically looks like shifting the odds in your favor, not becoming a totally different person overnight. Secondly, the evidence for personality change across adulthood. Many people assume personality is locked in by early adulthood, yet modern longitudinal research suggests a more flexible picture. The book surveys the mainstream scientific view that traits show both stability and movement. Individuals keep recognizable patterns, but average levels and personal trajectories can change with time and experience. This is important because it reframes personality change from a fantasy to a phenomenon that researchers can document. Life roles and contexts often correlate with shifts, such as increased conscientiousness when work and family responsibilities intensify, or improved emotional stability as people gain coping skills. The book also addresses the difference between passive change and deliberate change. Passive change happens through aging, relationships, career demands, and major disruptions. Deliberate change involves choosing a direction and using structured strategies to reinforce new patterns. The scientific nuance is that traits are not just internal dispositions. They reflect repeated behaviors, reinforced emotions, and learned interpretations of events. When those components change consistently, trait scores can move. A practical takeaway is that change is often incremental and uneven. Readers can expect periods of progress, plateaus, and backslides, especially under stress. The most credible promise is not a personality makeover, but measurable improvement that accumulates over months and years. That framing helps readers set realistic expectations and avoid the discouragement that comes from comparing themselves to idealized versions of confidence, discipline, or calm. Thirdly, strategies for intentional trait shifts. The book emphasizes that if you want a different personality outcome, you need different repeated actions. That principle leads to strategies that look less like affirmations and more like behavioral design. For readers aiming to become more outgoing, this may mean graded exposure to social situations, practicing approach behaviors, and building routines that make connection easier. For those seeking greater conscientiousness, it can involve external systems that compensate for low internal structure, checklists, planning rituals, environmental cues, and commitments that create accountability. Another thread is that personality change tends to be easier when it is tied to specific contexts. Instead of trying to be generally fearless, you might practice being assertive in meetings or calm during commutes. This context specificity lowers the barrier to action and produces fast feedback. Over time, repeated context wins can generalize into broader confidence. The approach also highlights the role of identity without letting identity do all the work. Seeing yourself as someone who follows through can motivate behavior, but the book grounds that motivation in concrete practice. It also acknowledges that deliberate change is cognitively demanding at first. New behaviors require attention and can feel unnatural, but that discomfort can be a sign of learning rather than proof of inauthenticity. By aligning goals with values and reinforcing them through routines, social support, and reflection, the book presents a realistic path to becoming more effective without erasing what already makes you. Fourthly, environment, relationships, and the feedback loops that shape you. A major theme is that personality is not built in isolation. Your surroundings repeatedly invite certain versions of you to show up. The book examines how environments and relationships act as feedback loops. You behave in a way that elicits responses from others, and those responses reinforce the behavior. Someone who expects rejection may act guarded, which can make interactions colder, which then confirms the expectation. Conversely, small shifts in approach can generate warmer reactions that reinforce openness. This lens makes personality change feel less like willpower and more like systems thinking. If your goal is to be more emotionally stable, you might reduce predictable triggers, change sleep and exercise habits, and redesign digital exposure that spikes stress. If you want to be more agreeable without becoming a pushover, you may practice clearer boundaries and choose relationships that reward direct communication rather than drama. The book also stresses the importance of social selection and social influence. People often drift toward communities that match their current traits, which can lock patterns in place. Deliberate change may therefore require entering new circles, finding role models, or seeking friends who encourage the trait you are building. This is not about becoming performative. It is about recognizing that personality is partially relational, and that sustained change is easier when your environment is aligned with the future you want to make normal. Lastly, ethics, authenticity, and the costs of becoming better. Trying to change your personality raises hard questions that the book treats seriously. One is authenticity. If a behavior feels forced at first, is it fake? The book frames authenticity less as immediate comfort and more as alignment with chosen values. Many skills that later feel natural, such as public speaking or assertiveness, begin as awkward practice. The key is whether the change serves your life rather than someone else's standards. Another issue is the hidden cost of trait change. Becoming more conscientious can improve reliability, but it can also increase rigidity or self-criticism if taken to extremes. Becoming more extroverted can expand opportunities, yet it may drain people who restore energy through solitude. Improving agreeableness can strengthen relationships, but it may create resentment if it suppresses honest needs. The book encourages readers to think in terms of optimal ranges rather than maxing out a trait. There is also an ethical dimension to why we want change. Are you seeking growth or trying to earn acceptance in an unhealthy setting? The book's promise is most compelling when personality change is used to expand agency, improving coping, strengthening relationships, and widening choices. By weighing benefits against trade-offs and setting boundaries around what you are not willing to lose, readers can pursue improvement that is sustainable, humane, and genuinely their own. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy science-informed self-improvement, especially people who feel stuck in patterns like chronic worry, low follow-through, social avoidance, or relationship friction. It is also a strong match for anyone skeptical of personality as destiny but wary of motivational hype. By grounding the possibility of change in well-known psychological research and practical behavior-focused thinking, it can help readers translate abstract hopes into specific experiments: which situations to practice, what routines to build, how to recruit support, and how to track progress without spiraling into self-judgment. The benefit to a reader's life is agency. Instead of treating traits as permanent flaws, the book encourages an evidence-based mindset that sees personality as shaped by habits, contexts, and feedback loops. That perspective can reduce shame and increase problem-solving, leading to better work reliability, healthier emotional regulation, and more satisfying relationships. Compared with similar books, its value is the balance between optimism and constraint. It does not promise a total reinvention or a single magic method. It makes room for trade-offs, authenticity concerns, and realistic timelines while still arguing that measurable improvement is possible. For readers who want both hope and rigor, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Olga Kazan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.